Welcome to the Potter Discussion.
Welcome back to the Potter Discussion, discussing Harry Potter, Fantastic Beasts, and the Wizarding World fandom. I'm your host, Oscar, and this is episode 226. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today on this episode. It is, of course, a pleasure to be recording to you. Today, we are talking about Dumbledore once again in a flip the script. I was thinking some nights ago about what could we possibly talk about today, and the idea came to me, well, Dumbledore is a pretty smart gentleman. He certainly knows a lot about the inner workings of the castle and the inner workings of the Wizarding World, as I might point out. So in this episode, we are going to explore the possibility in a flip the script, what if Dumbledore did not know everything about the inner workings? What if he wasn't as sharp? What if he wasn't that intelligent? What if he doesn't know everything that goes on around here, as Ron might say? And that is what we are going to be exploring. Some key events that might look a little different, some outcomes that certainly might look a lot different, and all of that in between. So that is the plan for today's episode. I certainly hope you're going to stick around. If you have any questions, comments, or topics that you want to hear in the show, you can go ahead and send me an email. My email is thepotterdiscussion@gmail.com. That is thepotterdiscussion@gmail.com. And you can go ahead and check out the contact forms on thepotterdiscussion.com as well. Those work very well. So thank you, everyone who does that. And without further ado, let's get into today's episode. So the first thing that came to me, and it really stands out, is when Harry, Ron, and Hermione go through the trap door and they go to find the Sorcerer's Stone, and they see Quirrell. Well, Harry sees Quirrell standing in front of the Mirror of Erised with Voldemort onto the back of his head, and he's, I want it. How do I get it? I see myself presenting it to my master. How do I get the stone? And they have their whole battle, and Harry wins somehow because his skin is burning to Quirrell, and Quirrell crumbles, and Voldemort passes right through him and escapes. But Harry lives because Dumbledore was just in the nick of time. He flew back after he realized the message from the Ministry was fake, and he saved Harry's life. Well, let's just see here. I don't think that would be the case if Dumbledore wasn't as bright. Because first of all, well, this is definitely a disclaimer moment right here, because I think we could take any of these situations like crazy deep. Like, I mean, because if we really think about it, if he wasn't that smart, the Ministry wouldn't have asked him in the first place. So he wouldn't even be expecting an invitation, which is why it'd be so shocking when he got it. But then if he was, he would still get it and take it, but then he would realize it's fake. But if he never received it, he would never have the chance to realize it's fake. But then again, if he wasn't as smart, he wouldn't even know what Quirrell was doing in the first place. So I think what we have to assume is that other people don't treat him differently. He's just a little stupid. So sorry, Dumbledore. So if we look at it like that, we will assume that he does not realize it's fake until he arrives and says, I got this message, you know, what do you want to see me about? And they're like, we never sent that. And he's like, oh, okay. So he goes back to Hogwarts. And then he finds, oh no, Harry's dead, and Ron's dead, and Hermione's dead, and they're all dead, and Voldemort's back, and Quirrell's alive, and like, all, like, I don't know. Like, all that, I think that would happen. I don't think Harry would possibly make it out. Because, I mean, the way Dumbledore described it, the way he kind of talked about it was, you know, he swooped in the nick of time, he got Harry out of there, you know, and saved his life and brought him to the hospital wing. And that takes a lot of skill, and that takes a lot of knowledge. And not to mention, he probably had to go through all the tasks himself, which is another very difficult challenge. So if he goes through all the tasks, and he, you know, somehow does it all himself, and then he rushes down and he finds Harry and saves him all in the nick of time, that would be a very, very impressive thing to do. And of course, it is very impressive because he just so happens to have done it. And I think a lesser man could not have even fathomed of doing such a thing. And Harry, Ron, or Ron and Hermione saw him as, you know, they like passed him in the chest room as he was going through. So we know he definitely did all the tasks. But I mean, Hermione was driving, like he was looking ferocious. You know, he was ready for battle. He wanted to save Harry's life. And I think though he could still carry that ferocity, I don't think it would be as focused or as useful, because as someone who uses his intelligence to kind of, you know, keep all the wheels turning, if all the wheels are just turning and he has no way to control them, if they go too fast, he can't do anything. And if they go too slow, he, again, can't do anything. So he really is just kind of left to the mercy of fate at that point. And fate was certainly on smart Dumbledore's side with his smarts. But if Dumbledore doesn't have the smarts, then I think this would be a situation in which Harry would not make it out alive. But then, of course, we got to think, you know, well, if he wasn't as smart, maybe he wouldn't, you know, allude to it in the opening speech. You know, don't go, you know, the third door, the third floor, whatever, you know, don't go there unless you wish to die a very painful death. Of course he did that on purpose. I mean, he loves, you know, to stir up the school, but I'm sure he had his own hidden agenda. And if he was not that smart, the obvious choice, and really, even if he was smarter, he'd probably choose to say nothing and just somehow find a way to lock it. Because, like, if the door can be opened with Alohomora, I think he definitely wanted someone to find it. So if he was really smart, he wouldn't say anything. If he was really dumb, he also wouldn't say anything. Which goes to show, maybe you don't need to be smart to make the right choice. But in this case, if he was, you know, at the level that he is, he was alluding to it. He said, oh, don't go there. And then, of course, you know, us as readers, we saw Hagrid take the package in and, you know, it's called the Sorcerer's Stone and all, like, you know, the clues are kind of getting led. And of course, like, all that just kind of leads to, well, maybe it was on purpose. So many things would be different if in this, you know, little sequence of events, if Dumbledore wasn't as smart as he was. But there are certainly a few more that I would like to discuss in this episode, so let's move on. Next up is the Prisoner of Azkaban, and I think there's one chain of events at the end of the book that I think would be absolutely impossible for anyone else but a highly functional Dumbledore. And if Dumbledore is not highly functional, then I think this doesn't stand a chance. I'm, of course, talking about when Harry and Hermione went back in time to save Sirius. This is an intense operation, and it requires the utmost of secrecy and skill and avoiding being seen and knowing what happens when at the right time and all this and all that. And, of course, Harry and Hermione are quite good at this. But without Dumbledore, what could they really have done? They wouldn't have even thought of it. They would just have to sit back and let Sirius get assassinated, get put like executed. Gosh, I was like, that's not the right word. Executed. There you go. Sirius would have gotten executed if Dumbledore hadn't stepped in. And I think in this case, if Dumbledore maybe did not have the mental capacity to step in, I think Sirius would have just been killed. I think that would have been that. He would have been caught and he would have been killed. And that would have been the end of it. Because, of course, Dumbledore timed it all perfectly. And he, you know, he locked Harry and Hermione in right when he turned around and saw them. And he said, is it done? And they said, yes, it is. And I think that's just first of all, it's very confusing. Time is such a confusing thing when they go back and then they see themselves going back when they get to the future. So very confusing. But nonetheless, I think they definitely had a very good reason to do, which is, of course, to save Sirius's life. And if they didn't have that reason, if Dumbledore, first of all, didn't even give him the reason or didn't even have the ability to think of that reason, I think he would certainly be guilty and die. But then again, we're also thinking that might be because he thinks Sirius is innocent. He thinks Sirius is guilty. And if, you know, he was just reading the papers and relying on outside information to decide Sirius's guilt for himself, we all know that the rest of the world thought he was guilty. I mean, Molly, like she screamed when she saw him for the first time. But Dumbledore explained it all, and then she was fine. So if Dumbledore wasn't there, if Dumbledore didn't know that he was, you know, actually innocent, I think he might think Sirius is guilty and not even try to tell Harry and Hermione to go save him. So there's, again, you know, we could really comb back in the story and kind of change the events based on if Dumbledore would make that decision or not, because there are definitely a lot of different options that would influence this choice. Like, for example, like you were just talking about, if Dumbledore believed Sirius was guilty, he wouldn't even try to save him. But then even if he thought he was innocent, how could he possibly think of a good plan to save him? I think at that point, Hermione would have to really think of it, because, of course, if Harry doesn't know anything about the time turner until he literally travels back in time, or honestly, it's probably after, Hermione would have to think of the plan herself. And that's, I think, as smart as she is, I don't think she could do it. And, of course, she also was, like, freaking out when they did it. She was like, this is illegal, we can't be doing this, this is not allowed. So I think her immediate instinct is to just try to save Sirius in the present day, which is a very, very difficult. So they'd have to find it before and do all that. So Dumbledore's really the only one who can set that in motion. And I think if Dumbledore is not the one to do it, there is no chance that Sirius is going to live. So with that said, I think we can assume that if Dumbledore was not at the place he is, Sirius would be executed and we never would have heard from him again, which would have some serious repercussions later on in the story, and it would definitely change around a lot of storylines, not to mention the fact that Dumbledore's incompetence would also change around a lot of storylines. So again, kind of take this all with a grain of salt, but if we really think about it, Harry then doesn't get the hope. Well, I should say he does get the hope of living with Sirius at the very end of the Prisoner of Azkaban. Harry and, well, it's not the very end, I guess, but when they make it out of the Shrieking Shack and Harry and Sirius are standing looking at Hogwarts, Sirius says, I remember the first time I walked through those doors, you know, if you want, you can stay with me. If you really want to, I mean, of course, you don't want to leave your aunt and uncle, I understand. And Harry's like, I would love to stay with you. And Sirius is overjoyed, and they're like, great, we can be a family again. Oh, there's a werewolf. So they don't really get a chance to talk about it. And I think that is honestly worse, getting the hope and then Sirius being killed and that being that and not having the chance to really carry out that promise. I think that's worse than, for example, Harry never, ever learning of Sirius. Of course, as bad as it is that, you know, the whole betrayal happened and, you know, Harry thought that Sirius killed Lily and James and it was all his fault and, you know, and then he hated him and wanted to kill him and then realized that it's actually not, and, like, you know, as bad, that's a whole horrible situation. But what's worse is, you know, going through all that, learning he's innocent, having the promise of a family again just to have him killed, I think that would be the worst, especially if he was killed. I think that would be just the nail in the coffin, because that's exactly what happened before. If Sirius wasn't saved, you know, that's just another family member. I mean, it's really, Sirius is really the closest thing Harry has to a father. And I think if Sirius was killed right when Harry had the promise of a family, I think that would be, like, absolutely horrible, just absolutely positively terrible, and he really would not survive that. I mean, truthfully, I think he would just crumble. So I think it's probably a good thing that didn't happen, and Dumbledore had the wits about him to set the rescue mission in motion, and it would be really horrible. It would be really horrible if you didn't. So thank you, Dumbledore, for all that, but that is just one more situation. So I think with that, let's move on. In the Order of the Phoenix, Harry almost goes to Azkaban. He and Dudley are arguing, but then the sky goes dark, the papers are flying, Dudley's friends scatter, the storm is raging, and Harry and Dudley run to the underpass, where they meet a few Dementors. A pair of Dementors, they chase them, they corner them, they attack. Harry whips out his wand, he screams, Patronus, Expecto Patronum! Patronus, and the stag bursts forth and wards the Dementors off. How valiant, how wonderful. But it was in the presence of a muggle, and he is not of age, so he goes to court. and it is the entire Wizarding Gamut who tries him. It is every single member, and he is found innocent because of Dumbledore. I think you can maybe see where I'm going with this. Dumbledore swoops in, as he loves to do. He swoops in at the last moment and says, "Harry, don't worry, I got this." He defends Harry valiantly, just as Harry defended himself and Dudley, and he gets Harry off. There's a vote, and it is completely, it is not unanimous, but it is very close that Harry is exonerated of all charges. He is free to go. Fantastic. So let's just think about this. If Dumbledore wasn't as with it as he may seem, I think there might be a very different situation there, and I think Harry might spend a good chunk of his time in Azkaban. So let's just think about that real quick. Fudge really wants to find him guilty. Fudge really wants to find him guilty because at this point, Fudge has left the, you know, Harry Potter fanboy phase, and he's now in the Voldemort denial phase. So if Fudge doesn't want to believe that Voldemort is back, that is naturally going to lead to him wanting to believe that Harry is guilty, which of course he does, and he really, really wants that. Even though just a few books ago he was, "Oh, Harry's this, Harry's wonderful, like, oh, do you want some roasted nuts? You're very, you know, like all that." And now he's in the, "Geez, he's not back, he spits that in Dumbledore's face at the trial. He is terrified of Voldemort returning. I think that's definitely a discussion for another day, which actually we did discuss in Breakdown Fudge, which I will link in the show notes. But Fudge is a troubled soul, and he only becomes more troubled as the years goes on and as Voldemort slowly begins to make his reappearance. And I think with this, what we see is Fudge wants to find Harry guilty, like we said. So Dumbledore knows this, and that's why he comes and tries to defend him. And Fudge pulls a fast when he changes the time and place of the hearing. But it just so happens that Dumbledore arrived perfectly on time and got Harry off. That is a lot of coordination and a lot of skill. I mean, he's basically acting as Harry's lawyer, and I'm not sure how the legal system exactly works in the Wizarding World, but clearly Dumbledore is allowed to defend Harry, and he does, and it works. But if Harry didn't have a defense, if it was just Fudge just yelling at him, and then there's a vote, I don't know. Maybe Madame Bones could have kind of stepped up and done something, but I don't know. If Dumbledore hadn't shown up, there's a low chance that anyone else would have stepped up and tried to defend Harry. So I think with that, what we can kind of get out of that is Dumbledore's not there, so he's guilty. What does that mean? Well, if he's charged, he is off to Azkaban. And as much as Fudge doesn't want to do it, it means that it was Harry's fault, not Voldemort's. And what we see is a battle in Fudge, and like we talked about all this in Breakdown Fudge, but he wants to do the right thing, but he also doesn't want to you know, admit to himself that Voldemort's back, and that's really his flaw. His fatal flaw is, you know, he knows Voldemort's back. Deep down he knows, but what he thinks is if he pretends that he's not, then he will not be. Which is a very stupid thing to do, and I think no one else in their right mind would do that, but he's not in his right mind at this point. So definitely a few factors here that are influencing the decision of the court. But luckily Dumbledore is there to set them on the right path. I think he and Madame Bones kind of work together. Dumbledore and Madame Bones work together to, because I think Madame Bones believes Harry's innocent, and even if she doesn't, I think she doesn't believe that he should go to Azkaban, and I think Dumbledore knows that, and maybe, you know, they work together a little bit. So Dumbledore is good at finagling, he's good at wiggling things into certain places, and then, you know, wiggling Harry out of certain situations if need be. So this is definitely one of those situations in which Harry was in a sticky place. He's really between a rock and a hard place, and he had to find a way to get out, and luckily Dumbledore was there to help him with it. So without Dumbledore here, Harry would have gone to Azkaban. Womp womp. And with that, let's move on. One of Dumbledore's major roles, one of his major tasks, is destroying the Horcruxes. He knows that Voldemort's making them, he knows that he has many of them, and in order to truly defeat him, he must find them all and destroy them. However, if Dumbledore is rather less inclined, as one might say, I think Horcruxes might be a step beyond what he is capable of. What that means is, well, first of all, Voldemort's going to win regardless if Dumbledore is smart or not. If Dumbledore is not as smart as he is, Voldemort's going to win hands down. I mean, honestly, Snape or McGonagall are the two only hopes after that. But with them working together is when it really makes... Anyway, so Voldemort's going to win, and we know that. But this is, I think, just one of the major reasons why. Because, of course, Dumbledore is the one who starts looking for the Horcruxes. He's the one who recognizes that Dumbledore, or that Voldemort probably has them. And he says, you know what? I think I'm going to start looking for Horcruxes. And I think more importantly than realizing that Voldemort has them, he starts looking for them, and he knows where to look. Because he knows how to look into his past, he knows where he grew up, you know, his challenges, his troubles, his pad, like, he knows everything about him. Dumbledore knows everything about Voldemort, and Dumbledore can also guess where Voldemort might hide all his Horcruxes. And that's what leads him to the cave. That's what leads him to Riddle's diary. That's what leads him to Harry. That's what leads him to the ring. And all of that is just what Dumbledore could surmise based on his past. But if Dumbledore wasn't as smart, he wasn't as intelligent, first of all, even if he did know there were Horcruxes, he would have no idea where to look. Second, he wouldn't even know there were Horcruxes in the first place, because the whole point is, Dumbledore, you know, he read the signs, he understood that Voldemort would go to any lengths to win, and he said, you know what, if I were Voldemort, I would make the Horcruxes, and I think Dumbledore knew that. And that's exactly what happened. That is exactly what happened. And with that, I think what we get out of that, as I've said in this episode, what we get out of this is Dumbledore would never have been looking for the Horcruxes, and the Horcruxes would have stayed perfectly hidden. Likely, Harry would have been at Hogwarts at a seventh year, because if he wasn't sent off, I mean, maybe not, but I think it would be less sure that he would go. Because the point, you know, he leaves because he needs to find the Horcruxes, and Dumbledore sends him on this path. But if Dumbledore doesn't send him on a path, the thing that would drive him from the school would be, you know, the Death Eater's looking for him and all that. So there is still a very good chance that he might not be, at the school, but it would not be looking for Horcruxes. He would just be hiding out. And maybe he'd be going to different locations. Maybe he'd be staying in, you know, the Forest of Dean and all that, because, of course, every single Death Eater in stature is looking for him. But it wouldn't be on the hunt for Horcruxes. It would be other people on the hunt for him. So I think, you know, really, it would be the most uphill of battles if Dumbledore didn't look for the Horcruxes. There would be no chance that Harry would win, I mean, in the slightest. So I think that's definitely one of the more obvious outcomes. But there are a few more things I want to discuss in this episode. So let's move on. Something else that struck me, and I realized, you know, it's strange to think, but if Dumbledore wasn't as intelligent, he probably would have made it past the Half-Blood Prince. And let me explain, because it seems like rather counterintuitive, you know, if he was less smart, he would make it farther. But let's break this down here. So the reason why Dumbledore was dying is because he was cursed by the ring, by the Horcrux, because, you know, he touched it or tried to put it on and it made his hand all shriveled and Snape tried to help him, you know, but he said, you have maybe a year, maybe. So Dumbledore says, let's use this. You are going to become, you know, a very trusted advisor of Voldemort, and you have to kill me. So Half-Blood Prince rolls around, and Dumbledore is atop the Astronomy Tower. He says, Severus, please. And Severus gains the trust of Voldemort once and for all. So great. Fantastic. Plan worked. Snape is in. But the only problem with that is, what was the thing we just were talking about? It was the fact that Dumbledore would not look for the Horcruxes. And what was the cause of his illness? It was a Horcrux. So if he didn't have the Horcrux, he wouldn't be cursed, and he wouldn't be killed. of course, then you might say, well, maybe even if he wasn't cursed, he still knows that, you know, him, you know, Snape killing him would still give him a great chance of victory. And you might be right. But if he isn't that smart, I don't think he wouldn't recognize that. And he would prioritize his own safety over that of everyone else. So I think, you know, he wouldn't have the intelligence to look for the Horcrux, and he wouldn't have the intelligence to realize that even though he shouldn't, you know, even though he isn't dying, he should still be killed. So he would, I think he would make it to the Battle of Hogwarts. I mean, I think he really would, and that would mean very little. Now that we think about it, it would mean very little, because if he isn't that, you know, that strong of a wizard like he is, as we know him, I think he wouldn't be much help. He probably would just be killed pretty early on, and that would be that. So that's a much worse way to go. That's not exactly a valiant exit. So I think that's definitely something that would happen, and it would definitely change the events of the book a lot, because then Harry wouldn't have as much attention. Of course he will. Of course he has a ton of attention, but, you know, that's a big event, and that really marks a point in the story. And I think if that didn't happen, Harry would be in a very different place. And of course, then he wouldn't be looking for Horcruxes. And I think maybe if we can really think about it, he might stay at Hogwarts. Like we were talking about last talking point, we said, well, the Deathly Hallows are still all looking for him. But the reason why Hogwarts wasn't safe anymore is because, you know, all the, you know, the castle was overrun. I mean, there were Dementors and Death Eaters, and really, what could Harry possibly do there? But if Dumbledore's there, even though he's not a smart gentleman anymore, I think he would still stop Death Eaters from infiltrating, and Dementors from just kind of hanging out there. I think he would definitely try to stop that. So I think it'd be easier for Harry to stay at Hogwarts. But still, that means that they would be a very different course of events, and the story would be very different. I think that's kind of the takeaway for this from this episode. Dumbledore did a lot, and he was the cause of a lot of things, and he really was kind of the guy who pulled it all together and really made a difference. And I think, you know, his planning and his thinking of all the working parts and really kind of going through all the possibilities and making sure that all the bases are covered, all those are the things that really make not only his character pop, but his plans pop and his strategy. Because, of course, we know him as the character who always knows what to do, always knows what to say. And without that ability, without, you know, the thinking through of it all, you know, without all that, I think we would really be at a loss, and we really would not be at the same place. So I think that's kind of the bottom line here. As with every episode, we've got to have bottom line. Dumbledore is really the guy who sets it all in motion. He is at the helm. He knows what he's doing. And without him, I think everything would slowly start to crumble apart. So it is fantastic that he is on our side, and he is quite the sharp gentleman. And I think that is certainly something that works in our favor time and time again. And as we have been discussing, without that, there would be so many things that go horribly wrong. So there we have it. I think that should pretty much wrap up today's episode. I certainly hope you enjoyed. I absolutely did. I love recording these flip the scripts. But if you have any questions, comments, or topics that you want to hear on the show, you can go ahead and email those into thepotterdiscussion@gmail.com. That is thepotterdiscussion@gmail.com, like we said at the beginning of the show. And also, like we said at the beginning of the show, you can also go ahead and head over to thepotterdiscussion.com and go to the contact section to find more options to contact me. The Quill and Ink newsletter is right around the corner. This is the March issue. The March 2024 issue will be coming out shortly if you're listening to this episode in a timely manner. So if you want to get that, you can go ahead and sign up to the Quill and Ink newsletter. But not to fear, if you are not listening to this when it comes out, there is certainly a Quill and Ink right around the corner, even if you are many months or years in the future. So certainly you can sign up for the Quill and Ink all the same. And of course, if you enjoyed this episode, consider leaving a review. 5 stars on your favorite podcast app would go a long way. It helps other listeners find the show, and I really appreciate it. And of course, that also goes for telling people about the show. If you enjoy it, chances are they will too. So go ahead and tell a friend. That would really help me out. I think that pretty much it. I think that covers all the bases. I think we are good to sign off. So with all of that said, As always, remember that happiness can be found even in the darkest of times, if one only remembers to turn on the light. I will see you all later.
This was the Potter Discussion.